Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schus lerefuas, Rabbi Aaron Yehudalei ben Gittel Feige. The mitzvah of Onik Shabbos was said in a lashon of Kriyas Shem, the Karasa LeShabbos Onik. The mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv is said in a lashon of a peula v'samachta b'chagecha. So we have to be misoyer. Why by Shabbos it's a lashon of tzivui? Why by Shabbos a lashon of Kriyas Shem and not a lashon of tzivui like v'hisanakta, just like it says v'samachta? So ask the Parad Yitzchak and Maimer Hay on Shabbos, and that is where we are going to be learning from. So even though Kriyas Shema, both on Shabbos and Yant and weekday, is the same, the bracha of Kriyas Shema is different. Yotzer Ur on Shabbos is much longer, which makes a lot of sense that we should say more Shevachim on Shabbos because of the Kedusha Shabbos. However, we omit the Shevach of Marabu Maasecha Hashem. Why on Shabbos do we omit what we say during the week? Marabu Maasecha Hashem. So this Hashmata, this omission, is mitzdari from two makaros, and we're going to say them echad echad. And every day of Sheish Smei Bereishis, it says Ki Tov. This Maimer of Ki Tov is at the end of the Bria of every day, and therefore on the fifth day, that there's a Chiddush. Of a bracha for those created on the fifth day, the Ki Tov was said after the Bria and before the bracha, because the Ki Tov is Mesiachis, relates to the Guf HaMetzias HaChadosha, to the new reality that was created on that day, and the bracha that was given on the fifth day to those created in it comes after the Maimer of Ki Tov. So that's the Mahalach. The Mahalach is the Ki Tov relates to Metzias, and then you get the bracha on this Metzias. So Bepshuto would appear that the Maimer of Ki Tov is a Hakadoma to the bracha, because if not for the Ki Tov, if it wasn't so great, it wouldn't have been Kedai for a bracha. In contrast, on the sixth day, it also says a bracha, and it also says Ki Tov. There the Seder is different. On the sixth day, it says Ki Tov after the bracha, and it would appear from this that on the sixth day the Seder is the opposite, that on the sixth day Adarabba, the bracha is a hakdama to the maimer of Ki Tov. If not for the bracha, we wouldn't have been able to say Ki Tov. So bekitzer, on the fifth day, if not for the Ki Tov, there wouldn't have been a bracha, and on the sixth day, if not for the bracha, there wouldn't have been a Ki Tov. Beautiful. So the Mahalach is as follows. During the first 5 days, we don't find any tzeir, if any connection, between the types of mitzias that was mischadish called Echad Biyomo. And Bivadai, we can't find any unification that will bring them all to one shleimus. Only on the sixth day, there was a chiddush of mitzias that's ma'ached all the nivraim that previously were created into one shleimus. And this is Pshuto Shel Mikra in the Maimer of Melua Aretz V'Kivshua, fill the land and capture it, that was said to man. Through this, that the Bria was given over to be captured by man, Mimela, the Bria is mitzdaref to one koma, one entity of Shleimus. From now, all the types of Metzias have one common name that encompasses, includes them all together, because now they are all the Makom Memshala and Shlita of man. And through this we're Tofes, that it says on the sixth day, Es Kol Asher Asa V'hinei Tov Me'od, this Kol is not explained as a something quantitative, rather it is the sum of many different things that are coming now to be enumerated. Vayar, as kol asher, that God saw everything he did, as kol asher asa, v'hinei tov mo, this call is everything. So this call is a movement of klaliyut. This is something very general. Many chalakim, many parts, are now mitzdarif, joined into one binyan, the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. And according to this, that it says in the sixth day of Vayar is kol asher asa, what this means is now that God saw the Bria behis kalalusa, in all of its coming together, lakoma achas, into one coma, into one unit. Beforehand, everything was a prat, there were different pratim in the Metzias, different details, many different creations. And that explains the Hifuch HaSeder on the 6th day, Klapi the Seder of the 5th day. Because it's definitely so that on the 5th day, the Maimer Kitov is a Hakdama to the Bracha. Because if not for the Kitov, there would be no Metzias in the 5th day of it being Kedai for a Bracha. But on the 6th day, the Seder is switched around. That Adarab, on this day, the Bracha is a Hakdama for the Kitov, since the Kitov on the 6th day is referring to the Maimer as Kol Asher Asavine Tov Me'od, the Kol. In other words, there was a Chiddush here of seeing the Klolius of all different categories of Metzias. So Bevadai, the place of this Re'iyah, is Dafka after the Bracha. What was the Bracha? Of Kibush HaBriya, that Melues HaAretz V'Kivshuha, that we're supposed to capture the Bria, make it, bring it all under the domain of man. This Kibush is Ma'achid, unites all different categories of the Metzias into one greater unity. And since this Bracha of the 6th day is Mechadish, the Klolius of the Bria, and the Kitov of the 6th day is referring to the Klolius of the Bria, so in other words, the Bracha on the 6th day is Mechadish, the Klolius of the Bria, and the Kitov of the 6th day is referring to the Klolius of the Bria, Kol Asher Asim Emelitz Muchruch, that the Bracha is a Hakdama to the Kitov. First you have this Bracha, that's Mechadish, the Klolius of the Bria, And then Hashem can say, Ki Tov, this is really good. Because now we have this Klolius for the Bria. Now we see everything comes together. So now it's really good. Now it's Ki Tov. So the Seder of Yom Shishi is Mehufach. So on the 5th day, the Ki Tov is Akdamar the Bracha. Since it's so good, he gets a Bracha. And on the 6th day, after it got this Bracha of everything coming together, that's what made it really good. So that's the Hanacha Rishona that we spoke about earlier, that we said that we're going to find 2 makoros to explain why we don't say Marabu Masecha Hashem on Shabbos. So that's number one. Number two is the Lashon of Rabbi Chai Gon in the Shiltas, the Mechayvin Beis Yisrael, the Menach B'yomid the Shabsa, the Kadbari HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'olam Briya B'shita Yomid V'nach B'yomid the Shabsa, Baruch HaKadshei Kamanda Bana Beisei V'gomer Avidite V'avad Yom HaTovah. So this, all the Jewish people are obligated to rest on Shabbos, because when God created the world, the Briya, on the 6 days, and he rested on the 7th day, he blessed it and he sanctified it, like somebody who builds a house, finishes working, and makes a Yom Tif. So too, like this finishing of this binyan, God finished it up, so therefore he made a yantav. Shabbos is the yantav of finishing the Bria. So we learn from here a chiddush nifla. So Beferish would says that Shvisa Shabbos is the ha'amadat atzmeinu betuk mishal maila. We are like God, that God rested and we also rest. So we can understand this is only shayach to the shvisa from melacha. God rested from work, we rest from work, but the mitzvah of oneg is not included in the tzur of dug mishal maila, since we don't find this, we only find it in the context of melacha. God rested, we rest. But be'emes, the heart hesitates to accept this understanding, because the oneg is the tzurei koris of Shabbos. So how is it shayach that the dug mishal maila that we see by Shabbos doesn't include the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos? So then comes along Rabbi Chai Gon, and he disabuses us from this notion, because he says that the parish of Vayichal is klila debiti. This is the oneg, the pleasure of the Chanukas Habayis, that we finish creating the house, that God created the world. So just like God had a Shvisa and Menucha on Shabbos, God rested, so too God had Oneg on Shabbos. Ube'emes, this Dug Mishal Maila is Koilo the Mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, just like our Shvisa is B'doim El Hashem, that on the 7th day God rested, so too our Oneg Shabbos is B'doim El Yisbarach, that on the 7th day HaKadosh Baruch was Mis'aneg Al Olamo. So he said, what a myridic, a beautiful world. And that's the, like the Moshel in Chazal, that when somebody built a beautiful palace, he said, psh, what a house. He says, halavai, halavai, that just like you found favor in my eyes now, we should always find favor in my eyes. So too always, God said to the world, just like now you find favor in my eyes, so too always. So we learn that this charm, this chayin, that God found in the world on Shabbos Bereishis is after he saw kol asher asa v'nei tov me'od. Only this kol that's mitzarev, all different categories of the mitzias, to creating one shleimus that's called a paltin, like the Medrash calls it, this beautiful palace. So it makes it all into one unit, into one entity. So this oineg that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, this pleasure that Hashem has on Shabbos, is klila debiti. In other words, the oneg is that all sugim of mitzius come together into one bias. One bias, one suras habayis. That's the pleasure of God on Shabbos, to see everything coming together. V'nimtza lanu b'kan tuv tam v'das. Now we can understand beautifully why we don't say Yotzer Or on Shabbos, because Yotzer Or is marabu ma'asecha Hashem. And we say that on the weekday, but not on Shabbos. Marabu ma'asecha Hashem. We skip that Shevach on Shabbos. So this giron, this omitting a mission on Shabbos, is really a hosafa. Because a tfisa of ribuy, you say a lot, we're talking about quantity, a lot of things. But that's not what Shabbos is about. Shabbos is about everything coming together. It's all koma achas. It's all one entity. So it can't say there's a lot. A lot implies that everything's a lot of pratim. But Shabbos, everything comes together. So Memela, we had to omit Marabu Ma'asecha Hashem. What do we say instead? Magadlu Ma'asecha. That we say in Sefer Tehillim, in the Perek of Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Because Shabbos, we're in the sort of Oneg of Tziruf and Chibor. That's between Rabu and Gadlu. Gadlu Ma'asecha Hashem is, it's big. It's all one great big unity. And Rabu is a lot of pratin. So that's why we say on Shabbos, Godloi v'tuvoi mole oilam, moiridik. Instead of marabu ma'asecha Hashem, we say Godlo v'tuvoi yotzer or mole olam. That's the godless, that's the big, the large, the unity of many, many, many different details. So now we continue with this line of thought. This oneg of klila debiti has a tolada. This tolada is called harchovas hadas. Because Chachamim say that a dira noe is marchiva daito shel adam. And the kavan of Chachamim is that the oneg of a dira noe, when it's mispashet in the moach, is moli tokef b'koach ha-koros ha-chashivus v'chush ha-kovot. It enables us to more fully recognize importance and have this feeling of honor. And this midas noeg b'kodesh and also b'chol. When a person lives chayei chulin, the oneg of a dira noe is molid, generates within him a power of recognizing the chashivas of himself and the honor of himself, and he might chas v'shalom, because of the big palace he lives in, fall into the net of gaiva, of the horrific mita of gaiva and arrogance and haughtiness. In contrast, when a person lives Chaya Kodesh, the oneg of a dira noe gives him the chashivus of the kedusha and the kavod of the neshama. So he's able to go into this, elevate himself to this ma'ala of dveikus. And from this, the kavod of Shabbos is included in oneg Shabbos. Oneg Shabbos is klila debiti, that the finishing up of my house. Through this, all the bria became a dira noe. Dira noe is marchiv the das. And then it generates in the moach this tokev, this power of recognizing chashivus and kavod. And that's what we learn on the halacha of Oneg Shabbos, afilu davar mu'at l'kavod Shabbos. It's Oneg Shabbos, lashon of the Gemara and the poskim, a little bit for kavod Shabbos, and he made it, that's Oneg Shabbos. So through kavod Shabbos, your yotzei Oneg Shabbos. If you'd make a little bit of the kavod Shabbos, that's Oneg Shabbos. You see this linkage between Oneg and kavod Shabbos, that since the tolada of Oneg is a dira noeh, right, that's what the oneg is about, this beautiful apartment, this beautiful home that we have, this beautiful world. And the harchavas hadas from this dira noe is that you have this chush of kavod, of honor. So memela, if you have this harchavas das, your yotzei the mitzvah of oneg. So even though the harchavas hadas isn't the etzem ha-oneg, it's caused because of the oneg, nevertheless that's enough to make this Oneg Shabbos. So if somebody does something, L'Kavod Shabbos, right, that's the Kavod. When a person has a Chush of Kavod, and Kavod is Harchavas Hadas, because that's what we said, that when you have this Dira Na, This dirah gives one a chashiva, this sense of kavod. Kavod of what's holy in the world of holy from what's holy. So this kavod relates then to the oneg, because the person is misaneg on this dirah na. So when he does something with kavod Shabbos, he's yotzei oneg Shabbos. So achavas hadas is not the etzema oneg. It's caused because of the oneg. And when a person has the oneg, he gets archavas hadas, he gets this feeling of kavod. Nevertheless, this feeling of kavod is enough to be yotzei oneg Shabbos. So now, tzei ubedok, you're not going to find this in Simchas Yontif. It never says that afilu davar muat. If you do it lekavod yontif, then it's Simchas Yontif. No, adarava, simchas bedavar haroilo, ktanim, klaris vegozim, nashim, you give him clothing and jewelry. Everybody is what they like. So it's not that you do a little bit for kavod yontif and that's simchas yontif. No, simchas yontif has to be simcha ruuya. So it's moiridik. The mitzvah of oneg Shabbos is miskayim through harchavas hadas, even though the harchavas hadas is not the etzema oneg. But there's a linkage, because we see that when you have oneg, the oneg of the world brings you to harchavas hadas, and harchavas hadas is kavod, a feeling chashivas of kavod. So since they're linked, on Shabbos that's enough. But on Yantiv, you don't find that. On Yantiv, you don't find if you send the covered Yantiv, you Yotzei Simchas Yantiv. No. In order to be Yotzei Simchas Yantiv, it has to be Royal Simchas Yantiv. It has to be Etzem HaSimcha. Can't just be something that's not the Etzem HaSimcha. But the Oneg is miskayim with something that's not the Etzem HaOneg. Anything you do the covered is already considered Oneg. Make something the covered Shabbos, even a small thing, that's Oneg. So from this Nakuda we go back to the Tchil of our Maimer. The beginning of this Maimer, we were all made on the emphasis in the Lashon of the Mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. This is a Lashon of Kriyas Shem, and not a Lashon Sivui Shel Pu'ula. It doesn't say V'his Anakta Ala Shabbos, it says V'samachta B'chagecha. Instead of a Tzivui of a Pu'ula, it says an Inyan of Kriyas Shem, Karasa Ala Shabbos Oneg. So what is this all about? So the answer is like exactly what we're saying, Heim Heim Advarim. Kriyas Shem means Hamtzaat bitui hakolel et hanekuda hikarit shel hametziut ba'alat Hashem. Inventing this expression that includes the fundamental point of the reality that has this name. Finding this expression that's kolel, this nekuda, that includes this nekuda of the metzius of the Shem. Karasa l'Shabbos oneg means put yourself in such a matziv through which the fundamental point of Shabbos will be expressed in the context of oneg. How do you do that? Even if you put yourself, bring yourself in a matziv, told us a oneg, what comes from the oneg, which isn't the oneg itself. Even a davar muat, if you just make it lekovet Shabbos, it's oneg. And mitzvah of oneg Shabbos is miskayim, when you're margish, when you feel harchavas hadas, even though the hargashas oneg is not there, but the very harchavas hadas, which is the tolada of oneg, like we said, when a person has a dirana, which is an oneg, that gives him harchavas hadas, which is this feeling of kavod, kavod for what's ruchni, if you're on a higher madrega. So when a person has this harchavas hadas that comes from the oneg of the dira na'e, the oneg of the dira is not felt in a revealed way. It's poel, it's pe'ula in a hidden way, and then it's molded the harchavas hadas. So since the oneg Shabbos is miskayim, even when the etzem ha'oneg is not megula bo, it's not revealed, therefore the matbeah of the mitzvah is b'derech kriyas shem. In other words, the name of Shabbos is oneg. It's pol, it's pul in two ways. Sometimes it's pol begilu alidei hargashas etzim haoneg, and sometimes it's pol beseser through the tolada, which is harchavas hadas. V'karasa l'Shabbos, Shabbos, the name of Shabbos is oneg. What do we say Kriyas Shem means? Kriyas Shem is Hamtzoas bitui hakolel es hanakuda ikaris shalamitzius balas Hashem. Finding that expression of the nekuda, the primary fundamental nekuda of that name. That's what it means, kriyas shem. Finding the expression of this mitzius that has that name. Karasa l'shabbos oneg means put yourself in a situation through which the oneg is going to be felt. It's, Shabbos is going to be expressed in an onegdik way. How is that? Either the etzim ha-oneg, the pleasure from the beautiful house, or with the tolad of the oneg, which is the hargoshes of the chashivus, the hargoshes, the kavod for the world. That's the kriyas shem. So therefore it's called kriyas shem, because the kriyas shem, what's the name? The name is the expression of the mitzius, encapsulating the mitzius of the object that has that name. So what's the mitzius of Shabbos Oneg? The Oneg itself, and also not the actual Oneg, but also the Tolad of the Oneg, the Hachavas Hadas, the Kavod. And that's not in a revealed way. But therefore, that's why it's be'ofen shel kriyas shem. It's not a pe'ula. It's not a pe'ula, it's just a kriyas shem. What's the essence of Shabbos Oneg? Oneg in its different expressions, this revealed expression of Oneg and the hidden Oneg, which is the Hachavas Hadas of Kavod. But Simchas HaChag is never miskayim through a matzav that's not the etzim ha-simcha, therefore it has to be a pula v'samachta b'chagecha. But Shabbos, it doesn't say v'his'anakta b'shabascha, because that's not the only way to be ma'anig as a Shabbos. It's not only when you have the actual oneg, but it's even the tolad of the oneg. So therefore, v'karasa l'shabbos oneg, the shame Shabbos, the etzim, the essence of Shabbos is oneg. Both the revealed oneg of enjoying the beautiful world, and what's the what generated by that oneg, which is the harchavas hadas and this feeling of kavod, and therefore by being mechabed Shabbos, you're also being ma'anik Shabbos. But it can't say be ma'anik Shabbos v'sanakta b'shabbascha, because that would imply just the etzem pu'ul of oneg. But it's more than just the etzem pu'ul of oneg. The essence of Shabbos is oneg, and there are different forms of oneg: the oneg itself and the what the oneg generates, which is the kavod. Masha'en ken an yantiv, and yantiv it says v'samachta b'chagecha. V'samachta b'chagecha is the pu'ula of being happy on your yantiv. That's the only way to do it. So as always, v'zochem mamish t'tifa t'tifa zachem moiridik moiridik moiridik. So we should be zochem l'ilmod u'l'lami l'shmo v'lasos u'l'kayim is called divrei salmud tarasa v'ahava. And we should be zocha always to be ma'anig as a Shabbos. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.